Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, and welcome to our concluding session on the book, Can the Conversation Hold, on the theme, Can the Conversation Hold, a roundtable on the enduring tension, capitalism and the moral order, by our distinguished member, Don Devine, which was recently published by Encounter Books. My name is Ingrid Gregg, and I'm truly honored to be chairing this panel this afternoon. At our last meeting in March of this spring, in this very location, the concluding panel of that meeting focused on the question, what future for the right? In an important sense, I'd like to suggest that this roundtable continues that conversation through the lens of Professor Devine's book. Although he's well known to many in the room, especially perhaps for younger guests and members, Don Devine is senior scholar at the Fund for American Studies in Washington, D.C. He served as President Ronald Reagan's civil service director during the 40th president's first term. A former professor at the University of Maryland, Don is also the author of 9 other books, in addition to the one upon which we focus this afternoon. He may be best known, however, as the leading authority on fusionism, as advanced by Frank S. Meyer, which many are attributed to having described as utilizing libertarian means in a conservative society for traditionalist ends. In the enduring tension, Don reengages the critical connection between capitalism and the moral order, as indeed did David Rose over our lunchtime conversation. In the spirit of Adam Smith, Don concludes in his book that a vibrant capitalism, or in Smith's term, perhaps, a vibrant commercial society, must have a robust moral tradition to sustain, shape, and restrain it. Don guides readers through a vast historical landscape that roots and contextualizes the relationship between capitalism and morality. He proposes that antidotes for the enduring tension can be found in a pluralistic capitalism shaped by tradition. Put another way, perhaps, antidotes can be found in a reinvigorated culture of liberty. To guide us through Don's wisdom, we are joined by 3 distinguished panelists, Daniel McCarthy, Pete Peterson, and Michael Thomas. Dan McCarthy is Vice President for the Collegiate Network at the Intercollegiate Studies Institute and is editor of Modern Age. He was previously director of the Robert Novak Journalism Program at the Fund for American Studies, where he had the singular joy of sharing an office with Don Devine. Pete Peterson is the Braun Family Dean at Pepperdine University School of Public Policy in Malibu, California. He's also a senior fellow at the school's Davenport Institute, where he trains local government leaders to better involve citizens in policymaking. And Michael D. Thomas is an associate professor of economics and finance in the Hyder College of Business at Creighton University in Nebraska. His research focuses on public choice, classical welfare theory, and the history of political economy. Michael is also the student programs director in the university's Institute for Economic Inquiry. We'll ask the speakers, beginning with Dan, to give their remarks first, and then invite Don to make his responses to them, and then open up for Q&A. So please join me in welcoming Dan McCarthy to the podium.